The University of North Carolina student newspaper published a particularly striking front page yesterday. It captured text messages that students sent and received as a shooting took place on campus Monday.
Can you hear any gunshots? Please stay safe. Please send literally anything. Please stay there where you're safe. Are you safe right now? I heard someone got shot. Can you call me? Are you okay?
Emmy Martin is editor-in-chief of the paper, The Daily Tar Heel. Students sent screenshots of their panicked texts to the paper.
We wanted everyone on campus and beyond our campus to feel like they were seeing the true events of that day in our coverage.
The shooting at UNC followed another shooting Saturday in Jacksonville, Florida. That's where a white gunman killed three black people at a Dollar General store after first trying to enter the campus of Edward Waters University, an historically black institution. We wanted to hear from college students about how they feel being on campus after these events. So NPR's Ali Schweitzer and Destiny Adams dropped by Howard University here in Washington, D.C.
It's the fall organization fair at Howard in the quad, known as the Yard.
I'm having fun. You having fun?
Students are strolling and stopping by booths to pick up information about campus groups and social clubs. Madison Patterson is in her junior year at Howard. I ask her if the shooting in Jacksonville makes her worried something similar could happen here.
I think at Howard specifically, not really, but based on like all the racially motivated shootings happening in this country, Howard is that could definitely be a target, but on campus, I feel pretty safe.
There have been three bomb threats at Howard since last year, the most recent in February on the last day of Black History Month. Patterson is with her friend Sandra Hugan, a senior. She says she's not that worried about a shooter coming on campus.
I feel like it would kind of be, not otherworldly, but it would kind of be crazy to have a campus shooting on a black campus surrounded by a black community. So that's what kind of, that doesn't help us, but, you know, yeah.
You feel an extra layer of security.
There you go. Exactly.
Howard officials say they're stepping up security, but it's not specifically related to the threat of mass shootings. There were two big brawls near campus recently, and in one case, a student was stabbed non-fatally outside a dorm. In response, university administrators say they plan to install 1,000 new security cameras. Brady Dye is a senior. I ask if cameras help him feel more safe.
Not really, because quite honestly, like, a camera, what is that really going to do? But if somebody is, like, determined to try and harm students, I'm not really sure, you know, how many cameras are going to be able to prevent that.
Dye says he grew up doing active shooter drills as a student in Texas. He says the threat of gun violence is always looming.
I feel like as Americans, that's just something we live with as a reality. It's a horrible reality, but if I allow that to you know, affect my life, I'm never going to be able to live, you know, the way I just want to live.
Dye says the best thing he and his fellow students can do is push elected officials to take action against gun violence. Ali Schweitzer, NPR News, Washington.